Blog Talk Radio.
But he says that July is a month of
know, this is time to take a breather. This is time to calm down. This is time to get your resources together, which I totally believe that. I do believe that. I haven't felt that let up yet on the intensity. And so what I've decided was that I've needed to create that for myself. So if you're feeling a lot of intensity, a lot of upheaval, or, you know, various changes going on in your life, some that you understand, some that you don't, hold on and take a breather. Take yourself out of the situation. Take yourself out of the equation. Step back and let it roll. Let it roll on, because things are going to ramp up once again right after this month. So, like I said, you know, hold on to those reserves. You know, the other reason why I'm doing this broadcast today is because of another broadcast that I was pointed to from a friend. It's at ind5.com, and it's called 2015 Frequency Shift. There is a interview with Dr. Simon Atkins on the Phoenix Rising Radio. That was from the 7th of May. And part of the reason why my friend, or actually the reason why my friend did send me this link, was because at least the first half of the show, everything that Dr. Simon Atkins is talking about, I'd say 90% of everything that Dr. Simon Atkins is talking about, I have received information on in channel, right down to, you know, places and events that he's predicting. Now, I'm not this person who likes, you know, conspiracy theory, and I'm not out there to make people worry or fear. That's not my intention. What I do is I give information that comes through me as a vessel. The information does not come from me. It comes through me. And what I wanted to do is see if we can get some further information to collaborate with the interview that Dr. Atkins did and some of the information that I received myself. So, again, I want to give that information out. It's an interview with Dr. Simon Atkins. It's on Phoenix Rising Radio. It was on May 7th of 2015. If you go to in5d.com/2015-frequency-shift/, you will find the link to the actual interview. And, you know, about, like I said, about up to halfway through, right after he talks about Russia. I think it's around that time. I have to re-listen to it just for my own benefit. But I was really surprised at, you know, because I do a lot of channel. And I honestly have to tell you that, you know, there's no bigger doubter than I am. I believe in what I receive from Source, but I have to put myself into the mix and say, okay, is this you? Is this something else? Is this something that you're bringing up in your own subconscious? Is this something that you're, you know, I always feel like, oh, you know, here's this information, but how can I have this information? So when I get it confirmed in another place, I find it's very important for me to address that, for me to, you know, acknowledge that, and for me to take that as another sign that I need to be doing more channeling. So I have already begun putting myself into energy, and if you've listened to my show before, you know that means that I'm just going into a meditative state. I want to do a live channel. I don't know, I never know what's going to come out in the channel, but I'm going to hope to focus on the interview with Dr. Atkins, the information that I've received previously, and where we're going from here. I don't like predicting future events. It's not my thing. But if there's information, and let me reiterate and just let you know that I received this information probably 4 years ago. So it's been all this time that I've been waiting for the confirmation from another person who, and by the way, Dr. Atkins is as far as I know, he is not a channel. What he does is he is, I'm just looking to see what his actual title is because I don't want to mess it up. But Dr. Atkins is a climate risk economist, planetary threat forecaster. You know, he works with the big guys. So this man has a lot of information coming across his desk, as he will say in his interview. He knows what's up. You know, he's watching the things that we're unaware of. So let me just go ahead and say, please listen to the interview, and let's go ahead with the channel. So I'm just going to take a minute. I like to get further into meditation and before I channel. And it'll take a second, but I'll know when we're ready. Please know that you have always been attached to the information that you have been given. In some way, there's been the link throughout time. Catalysts will occur that bring further events that will level the playing field, so to speak. You have been witness now to many viewings of the events at hand, and you shall also be witness again to more information that comes through in the meantime. You have been a great source of deliverance, delivering messages as needed. However, those that have been under the influence of false pretenses have not quite grasped the situation at hand. There will be other elements to this situation that will come forward in the next few months at hand. This is your ability to see foresight, to have foresight into the best knowledge that you can bring through. There is no way that you could possibly have the permanent solution to the event, as there is none. There is no permanent solution to any event. There is only the event itself and the experience that is had through having the event. There is no solution to be had. Realize that you're energetically stressed at the moment, for you feel the fear around you, and you fear that you too are falling down the rabbit hole. Your idea of what is becoming of yourself and others is somewhat on the negative side. Be optimistic, because the things that will transpire through these events will become the natural way to be, which is joining each other in the community in the efforts to create a better way of life. So for those of you who probably have no idea what I'm talking about, 4 years ago, what I saw was some extreme weather patterns, you know, from earthquakes to tsunamis to volcanic eruptions. I predicted there would be financial devastation to a point. I'm not really sure what, and I just said devastation, and I don't usually use that word, but that's what came out, that there would really be a collapse of, say, banks, you know, major banks. The way we do things will significantly change. I believe this. I believe that will come eventually in time. And I keep saying over the next 2 years. However, one of the things that I had said to someone that I know is very aware of financial structure and how finances work, and I have no clue, trust me, I you know, can look at the Dow Jones and I could try to, you know, look at that and say, okay, yes, this means this or what it means. I said, is there a way, is there a possibility, is there some way that what we're seeing reported on Dow Jones is being manipulated, that this is not actually happening, that, you know, we've gone up in the Dow Jones, and I said, this feels false to me. It feels false. And this is during the time that I was channeling information, what I had channeled. I said, this feels false. I said, I thought that it had something to do with China. I felt as if there would be a collapse of the financial means in China, but first us, the U.S., where I am. And the U.S. first, China would be, then become what would be known as the next superpower financially. But because of, and I said an earthquake, there will be an earthquake that will cause something to happen, and China, what Dr. Simon Atkins is predicting is the idea of drought in China, which is already happening, but there's also going to be an earthquake that is going to be in Asia. It's going to affect that area. There's going to be some devastation, and, you know, no, I am not trying to make people flip out. I'm not trying to create fear in the world, and I'm not trying to, you know, panic people. What I'm telling you is that this information I was given 4 years ago, and on May 7, 2015, Dr. Simon Atkins, who does what he does in the world, which is way beyond the capacity of my brain, predicted the same. So I just felt that it was important that I put that information out there. The other stuff that comes to mind when thinking about what he has talked about was Russia. And I was looking at a particular painting which has Russia painted on the map. It's a very cryptic type of painting because it doesn't tell you, but it has actual places, coordinates of places on the earth in the painting. And it doesn't tell you that. It's a painting. And when I looked at a particular spot on the painting itself, I said, well, that's Russia, and there's something going on in Russia. There's going to be some type of catalyst in Russia as well. And again, Dr. Simon Atkins has predicted that there will be, in Russia, volcanic activity. Now, in Russia, I don't know if anyone knows, in Siberia, there is, under all that ice, what's contained under that ice is methane gas. Methane gas, when released, changes the atmosphere. It'll put too much CO2 into the atmosphere. So I'm not saying all these things are going to transpire and then the world's going to end. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that these things that can't be possible for me to know, I've known for many years and now are being talked about by someone who works in the field of following the following, you know, planetary threat forecasts. Someone who is his job is to look at the facts, to collect information, to look at the facts, to follow those facts, to watch them over time, and to predict what will happen in the world. And, you know, can I prove that this information was given to me? No. But I can tell you that I have people who I've told it to years ago. So that's how I got to know about this information from Dr. Atkins. And so what am I saying? What exactly am I saying in this segment today? I'm not saying panic. I'm not saying fear. I'm not saying there will be an amount of chaos. Definitely. How can they not be when there is the world as we know it? It will change. It will shift dramatically. It will happen soon, and we will definitely be changed for always. I truly believe that, and I've been saying it for a couple of years now on this show, but it feels like it's now. It feels like now, and so according to Dr. Atkins, we're looking at September through December for these huge catalysts to occur, and that's a few months away, guys. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying don't panic. I'm saying don't panic. When I was given this information, I was told these events are natural to the earth. Things are moving. You know, the plates of the earth shift constantly. They cause earthquakes. They cause volcanic reactions. When that happens, we get tsunamis. We get bad, you know, weather. We get all sorts of things happening around the world. The earth is shifting energetically. It is shifting tremendously. And when that happens, when that happens, the earth itself, the physical earth, shifts as well. And what will happen because of this, these shifts are going to be big. They're going to be big shifts. And what will happen because of this will be a far greater way of life for us, because we have come as far as we can come. We've come as far as we can come doing things the way that we do them, doing them in fear and with hate and with greed. There's no way to keep getting through life in that way. There's no way that we can work ourselves to death and live a fulfilled life, that we can create war, have that war. I mean, people wake up. In the United States, we are at war. We have been at war. We have people dying. We are killing people. How long do we need to do this? Other countries want to kill us. We want to kill them. Why? Why? Over what? When you think about it, in the end, there is no reason for us to live this way. There isn't. We talk about the earth, polluting the earth. We talk about, fossil fuels, and, there is no reason for it. No reason. We have a perfectly good sun who, the use of that sun can power the whole world for free. And, I said to someone the other day, and I sound very political right now, but I said to someone, next thing you know, they'll have sun use rights. Once everybody gets on board with solar, people will be trying to own a piece of the sun and sell you the right to use it. That'll be next. So in all honesty, let me explain that if you don't already know this, the hamster wheel you're on, the money that you're going to make, that you put in the bank, that you're saving, that you're killing yourself to get, is going away. Okay? The world itself is going to change. Sustainability, independence, knowing how to take care of yourself. And I know I sound cuckoo, and it's fine. I sound cuckoo. But this is what I know so far. And from myself, I am looking forward to taking on the responsibility of my own life in the way that I believe will help other people as well. And that's where sustainable living comes in for me, and trying to reduce the footprint on the earth and trying to just have my life simple and contained. And so that's what I'm saying. Have a simple, contained life that gives you joy. And do the things necessary to begin to do that now, because what you're doing is not making you happy. And I know that's presumptuous of me to say that to people out there, but in all honesty, if you're completely happy at this moment with what you're doing, say so. Write me, get in touch with me, whatever you need to do. Leave comments. Just say, I'm so happy that I work 80 hours a week, and I can't wait to do 100. So tell me that. Tell me that you're happy doing it. Tell me that you're stockpiling gobs and gobs of money, and you've never been happier. And I'm being a little facetious, but I'm just saying, most of us are struggling. Most of us, in one way or the other. And as we struggle, we tend to kind of go within ourselves, which is a good place to go, but eventually we have to come back out again. And we have to find a way that this is going to work for everyone. And it's not how we've been doing it. And so I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I'm going to go back into channel. I want to continue. I want to ask them to please explain more about the upcoming months between now, today's July 5th, and we'll say we'll go into October. If we can kind of look at that time frame, I'd appreciate them giving us any information that would be helpful. best information is free. Free knowledge. Free freedom. Free enterprise. Freedom to choose. Examining the choices you have before you, knowing that your ultimate goal is to find what serves you best, what knowledge you can bring to the world and share. There is no place for hiding the truth anymore. There is only sharing knowledge and giving each other the benefit of knowing that you have each other's backs. You must understand that there will be no way to unravel from the chaos other than community, other than forming a group of persons who want to see change in the world, and developing that group into multiple groups and significantly changing the balance in the world. There must be balance. There must be balance between everything that will come, but understand that the balance is so skewed in the opposite direction that the scales must be tipped in a very, very significant way. Your idea of an ideal community setting will not be exactly what will come, but you will have many, many years to develop a better and more significant understanding of how things will need to work in order to go forward and survive and to prosper and to live in the way that you choose to do so. And choosing is what we are here now to help you through. Choosing the idea that life will be lived, not just survived, that ideas will become shared and not hidden away, that knowledge is free, and that freedom is choice, and that you have underneath everything that you have always known the difference. So between now and October, what can we expect? Many alliances will be formed around the world. Understand that there will be a catalyst to this event. There will never be a reason for someone to stand up and exact peace until there is reason to do so. There is also, according to law, there will be some very undetermined events. If it's according to law, then what do you mean? According to law, there will be some undetermined events and struggle within the boundaries of the law, knowing what is to happen to people who have demonstrated and been forced to silence themselves through contribution to other. So what I'm seeing, okay, so I'm trying to kind of get out the words without saying a certain word, and what I'm seeing is basically the jailing of people. People, you know, it would be rioting. There would be some rioting. There would be some rioting. There would maybe some demonstration, maybe some upheaval in that way, so that, you know, people might have to deal with the law, might have to deal with, you know, upset in the world. And there's going to be some outcries about these events. And again, forgive me if I sound like I'm trying to pump fear into the world, because I really am not. I'm not. I've just said these things, this information has been given to me a long time ago. And where I'm getting confirmation on this from other sources now, it's really time for me to start talking about it and to say prepare yourself. And the only way you can prepare yourself, and this is the catalyst, okay? This is the catalyst for you to understand how this is done energetically. It's not by digging a hole in your backyard and stocking it with water and, you know, fear. That's fear. What you want is to go within the self, ready the self in an energetic, spiritual, however, whatever works for you, some way that you are right with the self. Be right with the self, be calm, be loving, be kind, be generous, open your hearts, open your minds, reach out to others. This is how you prepare. It's not by loading your guns. It's not by digging holes. It's not by stockpiling. It's not, you know, you want to stockpile food, go ahead. But don't be afraid of anything, because there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Life changes, sometimes drastically, sometimes in a place that we're least expecting things to happen, they happen. And things will happen that are unusual, but it's not that we can't overcome it, and it's not that we can't get through it. It's that we must do those things to overcome and get through. We must prepare internally as well as extend ourselves to others. This is the time of change. This is the time of change. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to open, you know, up. If someone wants to call in, ask questions, if someone wants to talk about what everything that I've just talked about, the number to call in is 917-889-2854, 917-889-2854. If you have questions, if you want to comment on something I've said, if you want to tell me I'm crazy, that's fine. You go ahead and give me a call. I welcome your call. Any questions you have, I will gladly answer. I'm going to give that a minute or so. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take a quick break, and when I come back, let's see if we have any callers. Enjoy this song. That break with me. I'm just pouring myself a glass of water. If you hear the blub, blub, blub of the water pitcher, that's what that is. Thanks for bearing with me through this show. It's actually been a little nerve-wracking for me, only because, you know, part of the reason why I started Exploring Energy was to really help people, and, you know, it doesn't feel helpful to me to cause people to fear or have panic. It doesn't feel helpful to me to have people worry. And I don't like to, it's uncomfortable for me to put information out there that may make people worry or may give them something, you know, to fear. And so for me, it's hard for me to say these things knowing that not everyone will see them in the same light. that a lot of people won't listen in the first because they're going to think it's crazy. Then a lot of people are going to get nervous about it, maybe even panic about it, start digging holes in the backyard. And then there will be some people also who are going to take it in the context that it needs to be taken. And that is that within ourselves we have the answers. Within ourselves, regardless of what happens around us, we have the answers. The answers are obvious. They're right there in front of our face. But we have refused to really use them because we're all waiting until we have to. That's what I get from people. The world is still as it is right now, and therefore I'll just keep doing what I'm doing until something happens. Well, something's going to happen. Eventually something always happens. There is always something that happens. It's a catalyst. It's called a catalyst. It's going to change. It's going to cause exact change in the world. It's going to push you off your lazy butt and get you out there to do something. And I know I just said lazy butt. Okay, but in truth, that applies to all of it. It applies to me. It applies to, you know, people down the street. Seriously, what do we do for each other anymore? What do we do? What is it we do to help each other? Are we too set in our own ways and trying each as individuals to get ahead? And I'm not saying don't take care of yourself. Please don't misunderstand. What I'm saying is that there is room. There is room. And if you tell me there's no room in your life and no time in your life and no room in your heart for any other person other than yourself, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, and I'm sorry for your belief in that system, because I will tell you there is room, and you will find it if you look hard enough. You will find it, and it takes one simple act of kindness, or it takes one simple change in your daily schedule. It takes one act to cause a chain of events in the world, that ripple effect. And I'm not asking you to be a perfect person. I'm not saying you should be a saint. I'm not saying you have to get down on your knees and you have to do anything that doesn't resonate with you. What I'm saying is that find something that does. Find the place where you can begin to grow from within, okay? Feed yourself what you need, whether that be a wholesome diet and, you know, spiritual, you know, listenings and, you know, take care of yourself, meditation, whatever you need to do for yourself. You know, you do Pilates, you're going to do whatever you want. Do yoga, do anything. Take care of your finances, balance your checkbook. Take care of you. But what I'm saying is that there is always room. There is room. I can't swallow that anymore. I can't swallow the whole idea that people will sit there and they will say, well, I've got to take care of myself first, and therefore, once that's all taken care of, then I'll help somebody else. Because in actuality, the helping of someone else is what helps you. Helping someone else helps you. And it's not just what you do at work every day. It's not just, this is called giving from the heart. Giving from your heart just because. Not because, you know, you collect a fee for it, and not because you sit there and you say, okay, well, I'm going to drop 50 cents into the Jimmy Fund today. And that's, you know, that is a contribution. You have to get it. It's a contribution. It's an action that we're looking for. It's an action. And the action creates another action, creates another action, creates another action. And this is going to create the wave. This is going to be the open consciousness of what we need to build, which is a community-based society that no longer looks at themselves as just individuals. You can be an individual. This is not taking away from your identity. It's not taking away from your home life. It's not taking away from whatever you choose to have in your life. It is plus some, an active role and back into what community is, because you can't have a society that is self-sustaining, that is healthy, that is growing, that is living without someone putting something into the pot. You're not making a stew without any vegetables and no meat and no broth. There just isn't. If it's a stew, it won't be made. It's that simple. Don't expect it to appear in the pot by itself, because it's not going to. If you're hungry, then go out and pick the vegetables. You know, do what you have to do. Maybe it's a vegetarian stew, because I'm not getting into how the meat's going in there. But, you know, just make it. and then share it. Make the stew and then share it, and everyone gets fed. And you know what? Tomorrow there will be more stew. I guarantee you there will be more stew. Don't make the stew, put it into little Tupperware containers, store it away, and pretend you don't have any more and watch people go hungry. That's not how it works. Make the stew and share it. I always do food analogies. I can't help it. I can't. I'm just a food person, so I love food. I'm sorry. That's my thing. But, you know, one of the things that we think of that plagues society in right here in the United States, and don't think it that it doesn't, because I grew up a hungry girl, and my parents grew up hungry, and I know a lot of people grew up hungry. And I will tell you that we need to feed people. You know, right now we have laws against doing that. Laws. Maybe that's where the law comes up in the channel, that if you imagine for a moment a world that you choose to live in, everyone says the world is messed up, the world is effed up, the world is, you know, getting worse by the moment. And if we imagine a world that we choose to live in, would we have war? Would we have poverty? Would we have children who go without eating? Would we have laws that tell us we can't give food to a hungry person? What is that? That to me blows my mind. We have laws that say you can't feed the homeless. You can't. You cannot feed the homeless. Someone who's sitting there asking you for a sandwich, and you have the sandwich in your hand, you're willing to give it, and you can be arrested just by doing that, because there's a law against it. What does that say about us as human beings? How far are we going to go? How far are we going to go? Because these laws are there because people don't want to see the homeless. They don't want to see that they're on the streets and they're hungry. They don't want to see that, because then we'll think something's wrong. Something is wrong. There's a lot wrong. And, you know, I don't care if people think I'm cuckoo. I don't care if people think, you know, I'm on a soapbox. I've been saying this for a long time. You know, just do something. Let's do something, because I'm tired of waiting. It's the truth. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of telling people, look, it's coming. Get on with it. Get over yourself. Do something for you and then for others. Do it. Do it. Because you can do plus. You can do plus. It's easy. Myself and my husband Trevor and some friends of ours were planning We're planning to do a sustainable living and teaching community. And this community is going to be our home, but it's also going to be open to the public. And by opening it to the public, our intention is to teach what we learn. And that is how to provide for ourselves, how to grow our own organic foods, how to use alternative methods of energy and we were looking last night. We were looking at composting toilets, and you know, it's there's different types of toilets out there, and you know, this is way off the mark here. But we were looking at composting toilets, and I'm online looking at composting toilets, and there's actually a toilet that has this kind of foil lining. It's called a dry flush toilet. It has a foil lining in it, and what it does is it takes the waste, it wraps it up in a cute little package. It's kind of like a diaper genie, I think. And then, you know, you wrap that up again in another package, and then you dump it in a landfill. So that's not exactly what we're going for, because, I mean, it's nice and neat and clean and keeps that waste away from anything. You don't have to deal with it, but it's just like putting. So here we are filling our plastic bags full of human waste and dumping them off in a landfill, and that doesn't make any sense. So the next thing we're looking at composting toilets, and they're all different types, and there's someone's calling in. Maybe they want to talk about composting toilets. Hold on. Let's see. Hi, this is Laura. How can I help you?
How are you?
Good. Can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Are y'all doing? Are y'all doing any reading?
Am I doing any readings? I could do a channel message for you. I'm not doing readings today.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you like a channel message?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sure. Sherelle.
Sherelle. Okay. I think I've talked to you before, probably. Have I?
No.
Your voice on it, earlier. No? Okay.
No.
Okay, Sherelle. All right. So I'm just going to take a second.
Okay.
Please know that you have many, many devices available to you for rectifying the situation at hand. So they say you have tools. You have tools. There's something going on in your life right now that you want to fix. They're saying that you're already in possession of the tools. But you're looking outside yourself to kind of find the answer. So they want you to keep looking within the self because you're already in possession of everything that you need to correct the situation. Be aware that you have alternate means of communication. Alternate means of communication. So does this have to do with a particular person that you're not talking to right now or that you feel you can't talk to about this situation?
I don't have no situation that's going on.
So there's no situation in your life at this time that you need to recognize yourself.
Other than having family issues and we moving and all the other stuff, and my mom and my auntie not getting along, but not
Sometimes they're a little fancy in the way that they speak, but what they're basically saying is that you're having some issues in your life at this time. So there's some things going on that you feel like you could use some help with. Does that make more sense for you?
Yes.
You're feeling unsupported.
Yes.
Okay. So they're saying that you're already in possession of the tools to do what needs to get done, but you're hesitant to do that because you're waiting for someone else to step up to the plate. Does that make more sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So they're telling you don't wait because you know that old saying, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Sometimes that is true. And although you have this expectation of some other people, they just may not be in the same place as you right now, maybe not capable of doing what you expect of them. So it's best for you to kind of take control of the situation because you're the stronger party. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Even if it doesn't feel fear.
Okay.
Did you have a particular question?
Yes, I had one. Well, my mom and my auntie, my auntie owned the house that we are currently in, and we are, now we have to hurry up and move because my auntie wanted to be in control of, everything, and now we got to hurry up and move. And so do you see them kind of working that out, or do you think, if when you were just delivering the message, does that got something to do with what you're talking about?
Yes.
Or do you see us moving?
Your desire is for them to work everything out, but in the truth, it's time to take action for yourself. And that is your expectations could be what you would expect people to do, but they may fall short of your expectations at this time. They may come around again some other time, and this will be all said and done. But don't think of this situation as failing in the family. Think of it as an opportunity for change within the family because it'll be a catalyst for that.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? So we will be moving.
Yeah. I believe so. I believe it's time for you to take action, yes.
Oh, okay.
It may not be what you want to hear, but know that all things happen for a reason. And that just because change is happening doesn't mean what's on the other side isn't better or best for you.
Right.
Regardless of what it looked like.
Yeah, because this is my grandma's house that she passed away and my auntie owned it and just been trauma ever since we moved in. And we just moved
it's
in.
It's time for you guys to move on and get out of that energy and let them deal with their own stuff. And you guys go deal with your stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Things will be better. They will. sometimes it's a daunting task to make change in the life, but once you do so, you find that it was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
well, good
you.
Luck with everything.
I appreciate
you calling
it.
In.
You're
All right.
Welcome.
Have a good one.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, sorry about that. We got disconnected at the end of that call. There was another caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and answer that caller. Hi, this
Hi.
Is Laura. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Laura. Are you doing quick readings at all?
I'm doing channeled messages. So it seems that we're kind of doing readings. Would you like a channel message?
Yes, anything.
Okay, what is your name?
Sue.
Your name is Sue?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment. Please know that you have otherwise been... is there a feeling of deception happening with you and another person?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're feeling like you've been otherwise deceived. Understand that the possible outcome of this situation is not to... relinquished authority, but to understand that there are mistakes to be made in life and that things are not as always clear as they seem to be. So part of this is you're feeling like you've had this person or situation where you've been deceived in some way or undermined, and you're feeling like, you know, you need to exert your authority over this and clear it up and kind of put people in their place. But in other words, asking for mercy. Does that make sense?
Well, there's no mercy. It's just a matter of feeling that you've been taken advantage of, and then you have to,
right.
have to fight to clear it up. But there's no mercy.
Well, they're asking, this is what they're asking. They're asking that you take a moment to put yourself in a situation where you've made a mistake. And you've done something that you were not quite proud of, and realize that there are times when the shoe's on the other foot.
So are you talking about having empathy? Are you talking about feeling empathy for them? Is that what they're trying to say?
No, not just empathy, but understanding that we all have roles to play, and that whether something looks right, wrong, good, or bad, it's an experience that we're having. And regardless of the experience, every experience has value. So what they're saying is to kind of remember that there's been a time when you've done something that wasn't so kosher, and we've all been there, and that these things happen for a reason. Does that make more sense?
It's a bit weak. I can understand the deception, but
okay.
I still don't quite... know what you're saying as far as you mean you want me to feel sorry for them that they did this?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You don't have to feel sorry for them. What they're saying is don't harbor the ill feelings within yourself because they do you no good and they do nothing against the other person or entity, because I'm feeling like it's bigger than just one person.
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever has transpired and you're feeling taken advantage of, regardless whether it's financial or it has to do with housing or has to do with a person or has to do with, it could even be your daughter just telling you a fib. I don't know the situation personally. It feels much bigger than the daughter telling you a fib, okay? But here's the idea. The idea is that bad things happen, things that we're uncomfortable with, things that don't necessarily look like they could be of benefit to us. And in the long run, there is always something in there of value. And what they're saying is don't allow this to crush you, because your vibration, your energetic vibration, your heart chakra needs to be open to love and forgiveness regardless of what happens around you. It's like when I was raising my children, and I always said to them, it does not matter what other people do. Nothing. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you do with it.
Well, no, I fought it, and I've won. It's just the bad feelings afterwards. I'm winning, but it's because I had to, but it was real deception, and it was very large, and it was very hurtful.
Right, and I'm not saying that it wasn't, and I'm not trying to minimize it for you, and what you see as winning is great. You know, if that's working for you, awesome. What I'm saying is that there's still pain. Yes?
Yes.
That's the
pain to
let go of. Yeah.
But
so whether it's physical, mental, or emotional pain, that's the piece that you need to work on letting go of, because pain comes from harboring, you know, it's the emotional piece too.
But why did they do
it? You
know what I mean? Yeah. Do you know why they did what they did?
Why does anything happen? You know,
no,
if we think about our lives and we think about the things,
it was very
the
mean.
Reason is that there's something of value there for you. Believe it or not, there is something of value there for you. And if I can share with you a minute, part of my own personal journey in life, I was, you know, 6 years ago, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk, and I was losing my ability to speak because I took a medication that caused me to not produce dopamine in my brain. It took 4 years for people to figure that out. So the way I got better was not just taking dopamine replacement. It was by helping other people. And I still do that today. I do that, and it's changed my life entirely, and I would never take that situation away from my life. You know what
I'm saying? I don't see anything good in what was done to me or what's been tried to done. I don't see that there could be anything good out of it.
And that's the piece that's missing.
There's nothing that could be
missing.
Good out of it. Pardon me?
That's the piece that's missing. That's the piece that's missing, is you do not want to look at the situation as having anything of value.
Yeah, there shouldn't be. I've dealt with it. I'm getting my due, and
right.
I'm walking away
and that,
from it. Yeah.
Okay, and you have a life to live. You have a life
yeah,
to
exactly.
live, and you have to deal with whatever is going on in your life. And if you deal with it in looking for the value in it, you might be better off than dealing with it in anger and pain. And I'm not judging you.
I think, if anything, the value is being able to walk away for good. Yeah, it's being able to walk away.
I think there will be something more for you in it. I believe that.
There's something more for
you. You understand? There will be something more in it for you. It just has not cleared you yet.
No, I have no idea how there would be anything more for me. No idea how that could be.
The show is about to end in 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
What I can do is let me give you my email. It's LAURA. Do you have a pen? Because this is going to end really fast.
Open it. Sorry, hold on. Okay, LAU.
LAURA.
Yeah.
EZEKIEL.
Yeah.
The number 3@gmail.com. If you email me, I will give you a number to call me at, and we can discuss it further if you'd like. But I got to end the show.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Good luck. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to end the show. We have 40 seconds left. I hope that you can look further into read between the lines in not only in the show today, but in your life, and find the hidden messages, because messages are everywhere if we look for them. And once we find the signs in the messages, we begin to know further how to find them, and information comes, and it makes life a lot easier. So good luck with everything. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I will see you next broadcast.